believe to my soul this one was put a spell on me. Well, I tried so hard to get the woman out of my mind, but I know our love is gonna haunt me till the end of time. But I believe to my soul this one was put a spell on me. Nobody can understand what this woman has done to me. My head's going round in circles, my heart's full of misery. I don't know what to do, but I got to get a hold of myself. But my love is so strong, I don't want nobody else. But I believe to my soul this woman put a spell on me.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, I went to church to get Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. I went to church to get Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. You know, have you ever went to church to learn about Jesus? Instead, you end up leaving with more evil spirits than you walk in with that church? I have to tell you today that our churches are casting spells on their congregation. And these spells that they are casting, they're evil spells from their organizations, from their doctrines, from their ways of worship. Let's be honest, some women out there that call themselves prophetess are actually they have the spirit of Jezebel, and they're using evil divinations to put you in a trance or a state of hypnosis to keep you in the church, and to not only to keep you in the church, but to give you money, to make sure that you give them money, and they make you feel guilty for not following their evil church. So when you go to church and when you're looking for Jesus, you leave with an evil spell, or worse off than you went when you're there. And this is why I say you have to be very careful who you submit under. I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. And I'm going to be taking this out of Ezekiel 13, verse 20 through 23. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I'm against your magic charm with which you ensnare people like birds, and I will tear them from your arms. I will set free the people that you ensnare like birds. I will tear off your veils and save my people from your hands, that they will no longer fall prey to your power. You know, there's a lot of people today, they come into you in the name of a prophetess. They come to you in a name that they are from the Lord. Instead, they are there to ensnare, to trap, or to cast a net out and to bring you in. And Ezekiel 13 talks about false prophets being condemned, and the Bible warns us that many false prophets go into this earth. Many false prophets are in our church today. Many false prophets claim that they are prophets, claim that they are a prophetess, and therefore behind them there's a spirit of sorcery. There's a spirit of divination. There's a spirit of Jezebel, and what they're doing is they're putting their congregation in an evil trance. They're putting their congregation in a hypnosis state, and they use this through their music. The music can also put you in a trance. And then what they do is not only they suck your soul, but they suck your money. They suck your soul and they suck your money. And the Bible says, I will tear off your veils and save my people from your hands, that they will no longer fall prey to your power. Then you will know that I am the Lord, because you disheartened the righteous with your lies when I had brought them no grief, and because you encouraged the wicked not to turn from their evil ways, and they saved their lives. Have you ever been to a church where they make you feel guilty when you don't tithe? Have you ever been to a church where they make you feel bad because you just don't fit into that church? You know, this is what the Bible talks about. There is this woman, and she was in the garden, and she was a very beautiful woman. And she was a very beautiful woman, and she called herself a prophetess. She called herself a prophetess, and she would draw people unto herself. And she would hunt for the souls of men. And she would draw them into her garden, and obviously she would not only commit idolatry with them, but her whole goal is to hunt for souls, is to hunt for souls. That was her whole goal. Because the Bible says, therefore you will no longer see false vision and practice divination, and I will save my people from your hand, and then you will know that I am the Lord. So what was this verse, Ezekiel 13:20-23, talking about? Well, it was talking, let's go up to verse 17. Now, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their own imaginations, prophesy against them. Watch out for your daughters who claim that they are a prophetess. They prophesy out of their own imaginations. Yes. This is what the sovereign says. Woe to the woman who sew magic charms on their wrists and make veils of various lengths for their heads in order to ensnare people. You will ensnare the lives of my people by preserve your own. You have profaned me among my people for a few handfuls of barley and scraps of bread. By lying to my people who listen to lies, you have killed those who should have not died, and have spared those who should not have lived. So, what is the Bible talking about here? The Bible's talking about the witch in the garden. The witch in the garden, or the witch in the church. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today, you must be very careful of what church you go to. You must be very careful of who you submit yourself under, because there are many women today that are moving very strongly in the church. There are many women today, they call themselves prophetess, but really their whole goal is to put you under a spell. They want to cast a spell on you, and they want to draw you into their net. You know, I went to church to get Jesus. Instead, I left with an evil spell. Believe it or not, the Bible says in John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into this world. You know, what we need is discernment, because behind the message of Jesus, they are casting a spell on you. Behind the message of Jesus, they are casting a spell. Not only had the abhorrence of them, but they was determined to destroy them, detect their fallacies, and expose the folly of his actions, and them to shame and contempt, wherewith ye there hunt the souls to make them fly to a place where they prophesied, and to a toil and nets they spread for them, in order to catch them with their divination and prophecies, and to make a gain from them. So when you go to church, you got to be very careful, because what would happen is the music sometimes will put you in a trance. The music itself will put you in a trance. And then what is going to happen, they're going to start catching the souls. They're going to put you into the trance so they can gain from you, so they can take your money. so they can take your money. I don't know how many of churches want you to be a member, but just don't tithe to the church. And then you're going to see that you are no longer a member because you ain't giving them your money. This is not the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The place that I'm talking about is the church now is a place of idolatry. It's a place of power, position, sorcery, wickedness. And yes, I'm here to tell you what the Bible is saying today. They want, this woman would want to take control, captivate you, and take you into her garden or groves, and then there to commit idolatry. The Bible says the people continue to provoke me to my face, offering sacrifice in the gardens and burning incense on bricks. So you could imagine the witch in the garden. I don't know how many churches I've been to. When I went to try to find Jesus, I ended up with the pastor actually put a spell on me. Not giving me Jesus, but they gave me the spell of wickedness. They gave me the spell. They cast an evil spell. And matter of fact, you ever go to, and when I left that church, weird things started happening in my home. Weird things started happening to my family. When I went to that church, it was almost like I was in a state of hypnosis, and of course they called that the Holy Spirit. And instead, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. It was a spell. It was an evil spell. So I went to church to get Jesus, and I instead got cast with an evil spell. Hear what the Bible says. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I am against your magic charms in which you ensnare people like birds, and I will tear them from your arms. I will set free the people that you ensnared like birds. I will tear off your veils and save my people from your hands, and they will no longer pray to your power. Then you will know that I am the Lord, because you dishearten the righteous with your lies. So when I went to a certain church and I was upbeat with all the music, I felt like something was being drained. You ever been to a church and you wanted Jesus, but you left and you felt more drained? Well, that was because they put a spell on you. They put a spell on you, by which it seemed to that those pillows were not only put under the arms of those that came to inquire of these female prophets or fortune tellers. You got to be very careful what's a prophetess and a fortune teller. But these young women, they would stand out in the garden and they would catch the souls of men. And of course, they would do this maybe for food or whatever, but they put them under their own arms and lay upon them as if they were asleep and in a trance or ecstasy. So you could imagine these women putting men in this trance, and I'm here to tell you there's some churches out there where the women are actually trying to put the congregation into a trance. They call themselves prophetess, but really they're not. Really they're not prophetess, but they call themselves female prophets, but really they're into fortune telling, and they're into putting a trance upon you, and they want to put you in a hypnotic state by their music. So, and then they're going to talk about tithing and giving your money and your money and money, and they're going to suck everything out of you in the name of God. And this is very evil. And so the kerchiefs or veils were upon their head, which covered their faces to show that they were quite retired from the world, and while attentive to the visions and revelations they pretended were made them by the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, there's some churches out there with these women. They say they're from the Lord, and really they're not. They're really from divination. They call themselves prophetess. They use the Bible, but their whole objective is to treat the church in an idolatry state. And their whole objective is to get big and famous and to think that they're the spiritual leader, but deep down they're not. They practice sorcery, they practice magic, they practice divination, and they put their congregation under a trance, and they tell them to give more and more and more and more, and they tell them to tithe more and more and more and more, and if you don't, they say, oh, judgment of God is going to be upon you to keep giving more and more and more, and so they suck not only money out of you, but they put you in this trance of hypnotic state through their music. So when I went to church to find Jesus, I left with an evil spirit. And the truth of the matter is, you could be worse off going to church that Sunday than you could be worse off walking in some churches than when you were before you even decided. You went to church to find Jesus. Instead, you left with a spell on you. Not only a spell on you, but a spell on your family. So the Bible says that these women, they were they called themselves prophetess. They usually stayed in the garden, and what did they do? They would try to capture the souls. They would hunt for souls. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of preachers today are hunting for souls. And a lot of these preachers are false prophets or false prophetess. They're hunting for souls of men to draw them into their net. But really, this is what the Bible says. Instead of hunting for souls, they're there to destroy, to captivate. They're there to put you into a net like a bird. But the Bible says, I'm going to free you. I'm going to free you from the net. But they give out the superstitious way that somehow that God is blessing them. And this all is superstition. It's all superstition. Yes. And what they do is they captivate their men with superstitious. They're drawn and they captivate their congregation with a superstitious way. They're drawn into their nets and snares. There's a decoy in the garden where they have prevailed upon the sacrifice to idols, and they were taken to their soothsaying and lying divinations. These the Lord promised to break the snare for them, to set them at liberty and to preserve them from their ruin and destructive that they have ready to come into. But a spell is an abomination unto the Lord. The spell is an abomination unto the Lord. Leviticus 20:27. A man or a woman who is a medium or a necromancer shall surely be put to death. They shall be stoned with stones. Their blood shall be upon them. God didn't like those that put spells. Matter of fact, I'm telling you today in the church, the church is casting spells on people. The church is casting spells in Micah 5:12, and I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no more tellers of fortune. These are not prophets. These are not prophetess. Instead, these are sorcerers that are casting spells on the congregation. They are sorcerers who are casting spells on you. I don't know about you, but I went to church trying to find Jesus. Instead, I left with an evil spell. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. Leviticus 19:31, do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out. And so that will make you unclean. I'm the Lord your God who says that. We are in a day and age, not only in the church, but I'm here to tell you that our church are casting evil spells on people and putting them into a trance so the church can grow and so they can continue to put you into a web. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to be an independent thinker, but instead they want you in their spells. They want to cast a spell on you so you would stay in their congregation and so they can take all your money. So they can take all your money. And this is really going on in the church. You know, the sin, the spell is a sin and abomination before God. The Bible says, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, one who uses divination, one who practices witchcraft, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who casts a spell, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For whoever does these things is detestable unto the Lord, and because of these detestable things, the Lord your God will drive them out before you. I'm here to tell you today that the church is so much under judgment. Churches today are casting spells. I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, a spell was cast upon me. I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, a spell was cast upon me. Spells have no power against God's children. It is true that spells have effects because they are the power of Satan and of evil spirits, but these spells have no power against God's children. When Balak, king of Moab, called Balaam to curse God's people and cast spells against them, the wizard Balaam said, "For there is no omen against Jacob, nor is there any divination against Israel. At the proper time, it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel that God has done," in Numbers 23:23, what they wanted to do was to cast a spell. You know, I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, the pastor cast a spell on me. I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, the pastor cast a spell on me. When you get on the internet, you can find a website, 13 Steps of Casting a Spell. But the truth of the matter is, it's very evil. And the truth of the matter is, I don't know how to tell you today, but the church are casting spells. The church are casting spells. Not only are mainstream media casting spells upon you, not only are government institutions are casting spells upon you, but the church today is casting spells upon you in the name of God to take your money, to suck your money, and to leave you more destroyed. More destroyed than before. They wanted to take everything from you. That's the goal of the church, to steal, to take everything from you today. It's a sad, sad, sad story. It's a very sad story what's going on today. And I'm here to tell you, we have to be very careful. God will judge those who cast spells. In the book of the prophet Malachi, God said, "Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against sorcerers and against adulterers and against those who swear falsely and against those who oppress the wage earners and their wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the alien and do not fear me," says the Lord of hosts, Malachi 3:5. God will judge those who cast spells upon you, who tries to cast a spell upon you. I went to church to find Jesus. I left and a spell was cast upon me. Now why on earth would the church cast a spell on you? Why on earth would your pastor want to cast a spell on you? To keep you in the congregation and to keep you giving them your money. And to submit underneath their power and control. This is why the church would cast a spell upon you. I'm here to tell you today, any organization, any tribal church with tribal leaders, they will cast a spell upon you. Jeremiah 27:9 says, "So do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your fortune tellers, or your sorcerers who are saying to you, 'You shall not serve the king of Babylon.'" Do not listen to your preachers today, because the church today are under judgment. You need to understand that the church of America is under judgment, and God has already declared in the heavens judgment against America, and it first starts in the temple of God. The judgment will start in the temple of God, and I'm here to tell you today that in Ezekiel 13, God does condemn the false prophets. The false prophets. You know, I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. That really did happen to me. I was cast with an evil spell. And this pastor who cast me with an evil spell came to me in the name of Jesus. Yes, the one who cast me with an evil spell came in the name of Jesus. And therefore, their soothsaying, their lying divinations, they were more concerned about the growth, more concerned about the growth of their church, more concerned about the money of their church, more concerned about how they looked in the community than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they tried to set a net and a snare. And they set a decoy in the garden, just like this woman. She was a decoy in the garden. They cast out their nets and they hunted for souls that flew by. And they wanted to cast and put you into a smell. A spell. So what would happen was the righteous people the righteousness, they were getting weaker, and the wickedness were getting stronger. This is what the Bible says in verse 22, because you dishearten the righteous with your lies. That means they went to church to find Jesus. Instead, they found Satan. Instead, a spell was cast upon them. A spell was cast upon them with their lies, with their false music playing, with wickedness, yes, their evil ways. And it grieved the righteous while the wicked prospered and got stronger and stronger. And I'm here to tell you today, there's a lot of churches that worship like this. They worship like this. They will put you in hypnosis through their music, and then they will push tithe and tithe and tithe to suck money out of you. But this is a process of sorcery and divination, and then they will put a spell on you to keep you coming back and keep you coming back and keep you coming back. And I'm here to tell you, to warn you, that this is witchcraft, and these are false prophets, and those that call themselves prophetess, these are false prophetess, and I'm here to tell you today, to warn you today, to be careful where you go to find Jesus, because you might end up with an evil spell upon you. Yes, I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, an evil spell was put upon me. Ezekiel 13, if you read that whole verse, God was warning the Israelites of false prophets. When they were women today, they would stand in a garden and they would draw the souls of men to them, and they would lead them into destruction and to death. And I'm here to tell you today that the church today are leading souls to death. They're not leading them into the true freedom and salvation of Jesus Christ. Instead, they're leading into idolatry worship. I would call church worship. I would call worship the pastor, worship the leaders. This is idolatry. The only one that we should be worshiping is Jesus and Jesus alone. So I'm here to tell you today to be careful of every church you go to. Know the Bible for yourself. Listen to your God only, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Listen to your Jesus. Listen to your Jesus. Find out who Jesus is. He wants you to live as free people, not be under any control of divination, of sorcery, no control of any power of the church leaders, church governments, but only under control of Jesus and Jesus alone. He wants you to be under the control of Jesus and Jesus alone. And I'm here to tell you today, I went to church to find Jesus. Instead, I got cast with an evil spell. Be very careful. Be very careful. Pray. Seek out God. Know the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Watch out for false prophetess and false prophets in the church. Amen.
I can't eat. I can't sleep. I'm all full of misery. I need love so bad. What in the world can a man be? But I believe in my soul, this woman put a spell on me. Well, I've tried so hard to get the woman out of my mind. But I know our love is gonna haunt me till the end of time. But I believe in my soul, this woman put a spell on me. Nobody can understand what this woman has done to me. My head's going round in circles, my heart's full of misery. I don't know what to do. But I got to get a hold of myself. But my love's so strong, I don't want nobody else. But I believe in my soul, this woman put a spell on me. Myself, 'cause my love's so strong, I don't want nobody else.